latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM Update with Cam Want.
Over the next few weeks, we're going to look back at albums of Christian music that have key anniversaries this year. Let's begin with albums celebrating their 50th anniversary. Few years can rival 1972 for the sheer scope of incredible rock and Christian albums. In mainstream music, the Rolling Stones was at the peak of its game. David Bowie found new ways to stretch the boundaries of art, while Paul Simon, Peter Frampton and Pete Townsend released their debut solo projects, stepping away permanently or briefly from their respective bands. In the same year, contemporary Christian music, or Jesus music as it was then called, began attracting huge crowds in America. Campus Crusade for Christ, for example, sponsored Expo 72 at the Dallas Cotton Bowl over 5 nights. The Evangelical Conference attracted more than 80,000 people, but at the Saturday night concert, nearly 200,000 people turned up to listen to Johnny Cash, Love Song, Andre Crouch and the Disciples, Larry Norman, and others. So let's look at the albums those four acts either recorded or released in 1972. First, Johnny Cash. He just recorded his fourth Christian album, The Gospel Road. The project, set to be released the following year, was the soundtrack to the film of the same name where Cash told the story of the life of Jesus. The album hit number 12 on the US country charts and the film was screened in major cinemas. CCM Magazine hailed Love Song's eponymous album featuring Chuck Gerrard as one of the greatest Christian albums of all time. The 12-track 1972 project, which also became one of the best-selling albums in the genre, included the songs Welcome Back, Little Country Church, and Two Hands. Andre Crouch, who'd later collaborate with Stevie Wonder, El DeBarge, Philip Bailey, Michael Jackson, and Madonna, released one of the best-selling albums of the group's career, Soulfully. The 1972 project gave us It Won't Be Long and Through It All. Incidentally, that same year, Elvis Presley recorded one of Andre's songs, I've Got Confidence. And finally, in 1972, Larry Norman, a singer known for mixing his Christian message with political themes, released Only Visiting This Planet. CCM Magazine placed it at number 2 in its list of the 100 greatest albums in Christian music. It included songs like The Outlaw, I Wish We'd All Been Ready, and Why Should the Devil Have All the Good Music? In 2014, Only Visiting This Planet became the first Christian project inducted into the Library of Congress National Recording Registry in America, marking its cultural, artistic, and historical significance. There you have it, four significant albums celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.